Hey there, everyone. It's Denise Salcedo. Welcome back to the channel. I'm very excited to introduce to you my guest for today. She is a former seven-time and inaugural Knockouts champion, TNA Wrestling's very own Gayle Kim. Hi, Gayle. Nice to have you on again.
Thank you, Denise, for having me again. Always a pleasure with you.
I always love chatting with you. It's so fun. The last time that you and I spoke, I had like the best time ever. So I was very happy to hear that you were available to chat again, especially coming off of like what feels like the biggest week for TNA wrestling in a very, very long time. But before we get to that, Gayle, how are you?
I'm so good. I know you said we're going to get to later, but I'm pretty much riding the waves of that energy and adrenaline from that weekend. And of course, the success of it all and just really happy, really, really happy.
I know there's a lot to be excited about right now. We're always talking about like new year, new you, and getting into the groove of things. But like this 2024 definitely started very strongly for TNA wrestling. So let's get to that. I want to start off with just like, you know, you guys just had a couple of tapings in Las Vegas. You guys had Hard to Kill. And then after that, you had Snake Eyes. But the big thing coming out of, I mean, on top of the great show and all of the news surrounding Hard to Kill, there was also a report that came out by PW Insider that stated that TNA Hard to Kill had the largest live attendant for the promotion in many years and the largest live gate for the company in a decade. Gayle, to hear that, given that, you know, of course, you're wearing multiple hats behind the scenes, what does it mean to you and to TNA to have this, you know, to have this?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's dream come true, obviously. I mean, I've been on this roller coaster of Impact Wrestling, TNA, everything for a very long time. I've just told everyone in my previous interviews as well, and messaging has not changed. Like right now, this company, from the crew, the production, to the roster, we are so gelled right now. The morale is very high. You know, we're all just like really working together to make this company a success. And I think the fans are seeing the hard work, and they see, because of course, the lines are blurred a little bit, that fans love to know what's really going on in the world of wrestling behind the scenes sometimes. And I think we're really known for having a really great locker room, a great team, and that we're all really just striving to move forward. And we've been moving our goalposts a little bit more and a little bit more and succeeding. And I think the fans are really seeing, you know, the product of it all, of our hard work and, you know, the consistent storytelling, the character work, you know, just the strengthening of our already strong divisions, like the Knockouts division, the X division, and, you know, just growing from there, adding, injecting from this weekend, you know, some fresh new talent that honestly, I feel like just fit in so perfectly with us and are on this train of momentum that we all have. And it's great to see that they get to be part of this company and the positivity and the support that we all have for one another. I love it. I was so emotional the next day. I was feeling adrenaline. I told Nick Nemeth that I'm like, I'm feeling the adrenaline for you. And I'm feeling this adrenaline for the entire company that I had when I only got those feelings after I had magical matches. And I said, oh my God, I'm having the same feelings and it's so fulfilling. And I just can't even, I'm just so happy for everyone that they get to experience this.
And also happy for you because you're like, I get to have that adrenaline. Because, you know, like you said, there's nothing to compare to, I imagine, having a match and then the feelings that you have afterwards versus, you know, watching other people do it. But at the same time, it's like you had a big piece in that. So, like, definitely feel the adrenaline. I think that's so super cool. With that being said, the big thing heading into Hard to Kill was obviously the rebrand going in from Impact Wrestling to TNA Wrestling. Now, from your perspective, how did you see this move? Were you at all nervous about it? Were you like, let's just go all in? What was your reaction?
I had zero doubt at all. Once I heard, I was so excited. And of course, there were some questions of, you know, wanting feedback of, do you think this is the right move? And I was like, yes, no doubt. Not even for an instant. I know this is the right. And of course, you know, the fans. And just to see their reaction and to see, honestly, the roster, because they were all kept away from it as well. Only the talent that were involved in that little vignette that revealed that we're going back to TNA knew. And even then they were told strictly to keep it, you know, under wraps. And just to have that moment, I knew what was coming that night when they were going to reveal it. So I'm just kind of watching and watching everyone's reaction. And, you know, Matt Cardona was on one side of me, behind me, and Brian Myers was behind me. And, you know, they love wrestling and been around forever. And I'm kind of like peeking at everyone and trying to enjoy the moment too. And even they were both like, this is so cool. I'm like, yes, it is. And I'm like hugging them. Yeah. And they're both like, what are you doing? But I just still have this pure excitement for these moments, right?
So yes, you have to. And like, I think everybody, the second that the announcement was made, was like, holy dang, we're going into 2024 with the return of TNA wrestling. Like, what is this? What the heck? But it got so much buzz and it got so much conversation going. And then heading into the show, you guys announced all of these big matches. I want to get your opinion on the show, because we had this big main event with a big champion, the debut of Nick Nemeth. You had the Knockouts Ultimate X, Josh Alexander, Alex Hammerstone. I mean, Trinity. I mean, there was just so much. New champion Jordynne Grace. For you, like, when you think back to the show and just everything that played out, what did you think of it?
Oh, I just felt like it was everything that represents us, you know, all the hard work. The excitement going into it, you saw the nerves I could see from the talent. They felt a lot of pressure, but they were excited, nervous, like all these feelings. And seeing the set, you know, once I came in for our meeting at the beginning, we get there a little bit earlier than talent, and Gia Miller's there because she's an interviewer for us. And she said she saw the tunnel for the entrance. She goes, I screamed out loud.
How cute.
And, yeah. And it's just to see the excitement of people who never got to experience TNA. Because I got to experience it. And this is just like a brand new TNA, to see the excitement of the fans. Listen, even just going, leading it up to Hard to Kill, the whole month of December, to see the excitement from the fans, vocalized, verbalized, posted. I never saw any negativity. People were flying in to see the show because they were so excited for the nostalgia and to see, you know, what's to come for us. And I think that the roster didn't disappoint. The crew, the production crew, can't forget these people who are shooting them. And, you know, the people at home that are part of our team that may be overseas and doing all the social media for us. Like, we appreciate every single person, and it's a collaborative effort. And I think it was a hugely successful night. And to think that we kept, you know, in this day and age of social media and spoilers, we kept Nick as a surprise, was amazing. I love that. I love that. Like, imagine if we knew about Nick going in. Like, it's such a difference, right? Of the impact it has. It had a nostalgic feeling of, like, you know, when Kurt Angle came in or when Christian came in. And when he tore off the shirt, because I didn't even know that was happening, to be honest. I was just watching it purely backstage for Nick to come out. And I started jumping up and screaming.
I mean, it felt like a rock concert when he tore open the shirt and he's like yelling, he's in the crowd. I was like, dang, this went from a wrestling show to all of a sudden some sort of rock show. But it was very, very cool. Very cool moment. You mentioned there's one thing that you mentioned in there, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I remember when the TNA wrestling news came out, nobody knew. It hadn't been reported out there. And then the same thing with Nick Nemeth. Nobody knew. There was all of this speculation, but nobody knew for sure, nor had it been reported that it was Nick Nemeth. So I do feel like TNA is really good at, like, keeping things very, very, you know, in a bottle, making sure this stuff doesn't leak and whatnot. But I feel like that's a testament to the people that you work with and the roster that you have.
100%. You know, a lot of trust, and we respect one another, right? And not to say other people don't, but the team, we really know what we want to give the fans, and we don't want that ruined. And I think we did a really good team. Hey, listen, even Ash by Elegance, now formerly known as Dana Brooke, people, as soon as everyone saw that little vignette of her coming out of the car, my phone blew up that night live. And I'm like working behind the scenes at the same time. Who's the girl? Who's the girl? You know, I'm like, if I did answer to maybe one or two people, all I said was LOL. Right?
You're like,
watch, just keep on watching, you know?
You're like, that's the point of it all.
Yes, exactly. And it was just great to surprise everyone and have a really fresh feeling and genuine reactions, right?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. You mentioned Ash by Elegance. And here's the thing, Gail, every time I talk to like any knockout that I talk to that I bring onto the show, a lot of them always tell me how you played a big part into bringing them in. And everybody has said nothing but wonderful things about you. And so I know that you wear a lot of hats backstage. Sometimes I'm sure you do more than you're probably even supposed to, but that's how it is, right? For you, Gail, to have Ash by Elegance come into this roster, come in and be part of a Knockouts, knowing especially that she was in WWE, she probably wasn't utilized to the max potential. And now there is an opportunity for her to sort of show who she might have wanted to show all of these years. Talk to us about the process of bringing her in and just how you felt about that.
Listen, more than anything, I can identify with people coming out of another company and maybe feeling like they never got utilized to their fullest potential. And, you know, that's how she felt. And I didn't know Ash before. And of course, we, you know, it's a small world, the wrestling world, whether you know people or not, you feel like you know them, you know of them, you know, people, you know, there's always a connection. And so many people were telling me, you know, she wants to work. She wants to do something, you know, generally she could go say to AEW or something like that. And you just never know what's going to happen. At least I think we are known for at least pretty much when someone comes into our company, we're going to utilize them. I think that's a known fact and people can just sit back and watch our product and see that. And also the Knockouts division is also, hey, we average 3 female matches on a pay-per-view. We pretty much use every single girl in that locker room. That's enticing to talent, right? And they want to be used and they want to, and I've heard about her work ethic. She's really expressed and every other person that worked with her vouched for her work ethic. I respect that. You know, I like those people who are hungry and want it and want to add something to our division. And I think she's going to be a great addition. I think she's already made a splash. And now let's see what she's got in the ring and everything else. And I can't wait to see her new character and what she wants to bring to it. She's excited. So I think the fans are going to be pleasantly surprised, right?
Yeah, I think that's the thing that people are excited to see. Like, okay, we had never seen this version of her. You know, she's got a whole new name, a whole new vibe. Well, what's that going to look like? And I think that within itself is sort of enticing. Yeah. But there was somebody else that I feel had this growth on TNA Wrestling, and that is Trinity, your former Knockouts champion. Trinity, she came in, and I had her here on the show, and she had mentioned along the lines of, you know, sort of being in this phase of her career where she almost thought she was done with pro wrestling. She talked about you know, being one of the reasons why she came into TNA Wrestling. And so to see her growth from like where she was at before TNA Wrestling, sort of in this moment where, you know, things had happened in WWE and, you know, she probably wasn't feeling the same way. And now to going out there, wrestling all of these matches, having longer matches, and then coming out and having this pretty nice little ring that she had as Knockouts champion. For you, talk to us about seeing her journey, you know, in TNA Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just can never give her enough props because of not only the performer that she is, but the human being that she is. You know, she's never changed from the girl that I met in NXT. I worked with her, I think people forget, when she first came into WWE because I was there on the main roster. And she was, and of course, everyone coming into the company is going to be all timid and nice. She's never changed from that person. If anything, she's only gotten better. She is so, it's a testament when you see her interact with the fans and how much they love her and all her loyal fans. And the love that she gives back. So I'm talking about outside the ring right now. And to see her in the ring, listen, we already know she's a star, right? And to see her level up in the ring, because obviously we have a great division. We give the girls a lot of time. We feature them a lot, main events. She has killed it. And I think it just opened up this newfound confidence for her as well. And I remember her when she came into the company. I wasn't there, actually. I was doing Amazing Race at the time for her debut. I missed that. I had talked to her before. And then she had her first match with Kylan King, which was off the charts. And then to see this last match, obviously she didn't come out victorious, but that match, I think everyone was like, well, she even surprised me. That power bomb, I don't know. I was like, oh, okay, Jen, right? I knew she already had it, but she's showing that she can really go. And I think she was surprised when she first came into our company, the time that she was given. She was like, whoa, oh my gosh, right? And now she's a pro. She's just a pro. She can go anytime.
Yes, that was one of the things that she had mentioned, was that being a challenge, but obviously a welcome challenge. But still, yes. It's like, okay, all of a sudden I'm going in and I'm having these like longer matches, and that within itself, you know better than anybody, you're going to just get so much experience and get even better at your craft, right? So that's been very, very cool to see. Now, I do want to touch on the fact that TNA has signed a lot of new younger girls that are just coming in, starting to make a name for themselves, haven't really worked like in any real big major promotions just yet. You guys recently signed Zaya Brookside. Prior to that, you had signed Dani Luna. Both of these women were part of the Ultimate X match. Tell us a little bit about what the process is in terms of looking for some of these young faces to bring in. I know some people, had different paths coming to TNA wrestling, but for you, like, what do you guys look for and all of that?
I think it's a real collaborative actual effort or decision. Scott once in a while will get together, and Tommy Dreamer's also in talent relations, and Tommy's always got opinions, and everyone sees talent so differently, and you always kind of hear the names that are becoming hot on the indie scene, or you see, obviously, WWE just released a bunch of people and you're interested in some of them, or you're thinking, okay, who would fit in with our coming, who would we like to add to our roster? And normally it's a collaborative effort, and then Scott decides. And Dani had come in previously with Subculture, and the only guy I only knew Mandrews from British Boot Camp at that time. And D'Lo, actually, who's a producer for us, he had been in the UK. He does a bunch of seminars, and he told me ahead of time, he goes, you're going to love Dani Luna. He just knew my taste, in a sense. He's like, you're going to love Dani. I saw her, and I was like, I love Dani.
Right? Yes.
So it just becomes, you take a look at some people sometimes, they come in and they just blow your socks off. And Dani is one of those people. And I just finished saying after Hard to Kill weekend, I said, wow, Dani's already on my list of, like, I don't know. I just see so much in her. She's like almost the next Jordynne Grace, but she's still just Dani. She's Dani. But I'm really excited to see what's in store for her for the future, because she's a star, definitely. And Zaya, I had my eye on her years ago. I mean, I saw her at an indie show. I worked with her. I really liked her. She went to NXT UK. Sometimes that happens. You get your eye on someone and they get scooped up by someone else. And that's great, because they can go have that experience. And it just wasn't the right time for us, right? It wasn't meant to be. And Zaya, once, NXT UK was kind of out of the picture, Scott and I started talking, and every couple of months we're like, we got to take a look at Zaya, right? And then she moved to the United States, and it just happened. It was just like, okay, let's get it done. And she's already fitting in perfectly with our roster too, The girls are very welcoming. They just make everyone feel comfortable. I think that's just our company as a whole. So I think just that alone, to come into a new company with nerves and walking in and feeling like, oh, okay, I can feel relaxed and feel excited and positive, that makes all the difference in the world.
It definitely does, and it shows, because when I was watching the Ultimate X, when you mentioned Dani Luna being similar to Jordynne Grace, that was literally what I had said when I reviewed the show. I'm like, I feel like she went in there and she got all of the Jordynne Grace spots, and she looked phenomenal in that. I thought Zaya really came out strongly too. I mean, all of them did, but those two definitely stood out to me as well. But it is very cool to see, just like get to see these girls become who they're supposed to become and get them, you know, just to grow just as pro wrestlers in general. So Gail, my last question for you is right now, it's a two-part question. I guess it's, how does TNA keep the momentum that they have going right now? And then for you, like, what are you most excited for heading into the new year?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I think with us, we're just kind of like always going forward. Someone just asked me, what do you see for the future? I'm like, I feel like I'm always doing these short goals, right? Let's just improve and get to this point. And 2023 was such a great year. And I saw so much improvement and like fans just supporting us. And, you know, I experienced the years where people just wanted to hate us, to be honest. It was really hard. And just to see the consistent flow, I think we just want to keep on that path because we've been doing such a great job in that way. And just this past couple months, within things that the fans don't see, within the company and management, you know, working on things to improve things there, you know, communications wise, and how can we make this company better? What are the improvements we're looking for that we can do that are possible for the fans, and what do they want? You know, we're always listening to the fans to see, you know, what they would like to see from us and what talents they would like to see. So we're listening, we're watching, you know, we can't do everything, but I think we're doing everything at a good pace right now. And for myself, I don't know, you know, I asked myself that at the beginning of this year. I definitely said I want to be a better producer, you know, I want to become that expert to the level of like these producers I work with that are already over and above and beyond. And Lance Storm is one of those examples. You know, he's that guy that every talent wants to produce their matches. And I want that too. And I want to become more creative. And, you know, it was easier for me to be creative in, say, my own matches, but I want that to pass on to the talent. Not that I don't do it now, but you know, I want it to be consistent and just get better at it.
I love that, man.
Always room for improvement, right?
Yes, I definitely agree with that, Gail. That's so awesome. Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me about everything that's going on right now with TNA Wrestling. Before we go, please let the people know where they can follow you, where they can support you, where they can watch TNA and any events that you want to promote.
Yeah, so we have our new TNA Plus app, which I heard, I've been so busy. I went to Australia for almost a month, like 3 weeks, but the app I heard is state of the art, no problems. Everyone loves it. So TNA Plus app, definitely with Endeavor streaming, you know, Access TV, YouTube, all those things with days and so many things. For myself, I'm only on X. Well, I'm just getting used to this X thing. X and Instagram, Gail Kim, it's me. And of course, I'm always sharing the latest at TNA.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to post all of the links to that where you guys can follow Gail, where you can watch TNA in the description box below. As always, thank you so much to everybody who watched. Thank you so much to Gail Kim, and we'll catch you guys next time. Thank you, everyone.